what gas price would you change your driving habits?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, how high do gas prices have to go before Americans cut back on their driving and spending? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are mixed right now. The Dow's up just 5 points at 12,095. The Nasdaq down about 0.3%, and the S&P 500 is basically flat right now. Today, President Obama is expected to nominate Commerce Secretary Gary Locke to be the new U.S. ambassador to China. He'd be the first Chinese-American to hold the post. Also today, the CEO of Bank of America said the company is going to be dealing with losses from all the mortgages on its books for the next 2 years. So it looks like those toxic assets, as they're called, haven't gone away just yet. Now let's get to our top story. Oil prices fell slightly in overseas trading today. They're around $105 a barrel. That's in part because of news that OPEC could decide to boost supply because of the disruptions to oil production in Libya. Still, gas prices here in the U.S. are above $3.50 a gallon on average. Let's bring in Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, who joins us every Tuesday. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Jeremy.
So it seems like even with gas prices at $3.50 a gallon or higher, people aren't really changing their habits just yet. How high do you think prices have to go before Americans really start changing their driving habits?
Well, there's a big difference this time between real oil and term oil. And right now you're looking at consumers basically kvetching but not changing anything. They're coming off of a deep recession. They've got some more money to spend, excess disposable personal income, so they're complaining, but they're not changing yet. They're just starting to hit the open roads and starting to hit the open skies. This year they're going to go off on vacations instead of staycations. That's where you're going to start to see the prices really climb. Then we're going to see how much pain they can take. I think the pain will come at about $4 a gallon.
Okay, so maybe this summer we'll start to see people change their habits. Obviously, higher fuel prices affect our driving and flying, but are there other things that are affected by higher prices of fuel?
Well, the problems looming are for food and farmers. Spring planting is coming up here. Fuel is a key component of it. Transportation, delivery, packaging, that's going to be a key factor, and it goes through to the food chain as well, so that's going to be a potential problem.
All right, Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, thanks so much.
You bet.
Well, oil prices may be going up, but natural gas prices are not. That's in part because technology has boosted production so much that there's a glut of natural gas in the U.S. market. Now, drillers want permission to sell their surplus. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
Drillers have figured out how to get natural gas quickly from U.S. shale through a process called fracking. There's so much that American companies now want to start exporting it. But there's a problem.
Well, currently in the U.S., there's 10 import terminals and no export terminals at all.
Matt Smith is with Summit Energy. He says reversing the flow of the supply will take at least 5 years. Some groups don't want to start that process because the U.S. may need more natural gas as the economy gets better. And if we send it overseas, it'll cost more here. Smith says there's plenty to go around.
The U.S. is going to experience a reasonably low level of natural gas pricing for the foreseeable future.
The one thing that would drive up prices is more environmental regulation. While frackers push to export, they're also waiting to see if federal agencies will rein in the very practice that led to the boom. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. By MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at MassMutual.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted mail. Reputation.com.
All right, it's quiz time here on the Marketplace Morning Report. So let's bring in our quiz master, Stefan Richter. He's editor-in-chief at The Globalist, and he's with us from Washington. Good morning, Stefan.
Morning, Jeremy. Are you ready for today's quiz?
I am ready. Hit me.
It's all about tobacco, which kills 5.4 million people each year around the world. And my question to you is, which of these countries produces more tobacco than any other? Is it A, Yours truly, the United States of America. B, Brazil. C, India. Or D, China.
Well, I feel like China produces more of just about everything these days. But I took a trip through Tennessee this summer, and they certainly produce a lot of tobacco down there still. So I'm going to go with the United States.
Until 1976, you would have been right. But the U.S. is only doing 6% of global production these days, ranks fourth among these.
Okay, I'm going to go with Brazil.
Brazil is very close. Brazil, unfortunately, is number two, 15% of global production. But if I'd asked about sugar, oranges, or coffee, three other staples that you probably need in the morning, you would have been right. Brazil leads the world there, but not on tobacco.
All right, well, I guess I have a 50% chance of getting it at this point. I'll go with India.
No.
At least the audience now knows that I didn't see the answers in advance.
This, again, is another field where China leads the world in terms of global production. In fact, it accounts for 39% of it around the globe. And the Chinese are heavy consumers, for once, of this stuff. 27% of the Chinese population smokes. So they are number one again.
Number one again. All right. And I am number four on this quiz. Thank you again, Stefan Richter. He's the editor-in-chief at The Globalist, and they've got new features every day about the world at theglobalist.com. Stefan, thanks.
Till next time. Bye-bye.
And finally, legislators in Maryland will hold a hearing today about a new law that would allow people to eat outside at restaurants with their dogs. The sponsor of the bill tells the Baltimore Sun the law would encourage pet owners to go out to eat more often, give the restaurant industry a boost. So far, the bill is not facing much opposition. And the dogs? They seem to like the idea. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Quiet, Chi-Chi. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
If a celebrity's following you on Twitter, don't get too excited.
Do those people really think that Lady Gaga and President Obama are reading their tweets?
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Freakonomics of 140 character relationships, the numbers from Wall Street, and all the day's business news next time on Marketplace from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.